This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up in under 20 minutes, Tom Lavero, longtime D.C. sports reporter and now works here at 106.7 The Fan. He'll join us to talk about his latest article about Jay Gruden's Redskins being unprepared.
And not just this preseason game.
Right.
He's talking about this sort of being a theme.
Yes.
So, and I don't know. Might be on to something.
So he's coming on with us at 8:20.
But of course, yesterday, you know, wasn't supposed to be about the Tiger Woods dong pic. It was supposed to be about this eclipse. And obviously the entire country was captured by this, media attention leading up to it, national networks covering it. They were breaking into the soap opera programming cakes to show Carbondale, Illinois,
right,
South Carolina, and Tennessee. And I will admit that I was intrigued and I wanted to see sort of what was happening around the country.
You got caught up into it a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, when I was watching around the country and you see, you know, where they had the so-called totality and you had the full cover there. And
you know, people
went dark.
Flew from Europe. Yeah. Over here,
I heard some of those news reports that a woman flew in from England to see the
woman flew in from
eclipse.
England. I'm sure multiple, but they were interviewing a guy on CNN that flew in from Ireland,
right.
Older guy, probably in mid 70s, who's seen a bunch of them.
Right,
and that's what he does. He just travels around the world whenever there's an eclipse.
But apparently, these kinds of I'm so not science oriented that I guess these eclipses happen around the world all the time, every year. It just so happened that it was in the path of the United States where we would get some totality, some total eclipses. And
when's the last time we had a total eclipse here in this country? Was that the one that was 40 years ago? Or was that 100 years ago?
1979, I thought.
All right, so that was
okay. So 40 years ago.
But as people were pointing out, I know there was one person I follow that was really pissed. They were like, you guys are so American-centric. This thing happens all over the world
Right. Every
year. You guys are acting like the world's stopping.
Right.
My
daughter's like,
all the time.
There's going to be one in Argentina in 2019. I was like, Right. Okay, that's interesting, but I mean, I'm not going to be in Argentina
right.
to see it.
Exactly.
Well, tell that guy to F off.
Yeah, it's just
stuff
it
that happens in South America. Of
people
course we
like
don't
to
care
just
about
show
it.
Off how smart they are.
Yeah, well,
he just wants that person wants to seem like worldly.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Yeah, exactly.
He's a loser.
They don't want to be American centric.
Is that a buddy of yours or someone on Twitter?
He's not a buddy of mine.
Yeah, well, he's a loser.
Yeah, actually, it was a she.
Of course, well, she's a loser too.
Yeah.
Even if, of course, we're going to get into it if it's here.
Right.
You can go outside and see it.
Right.
So, I personally don't care if there's a total solar eclipse in China. It doesn't really do much for me if it's happening halfway across the world.
I've got to say, and I told you this earlier, I was looking forward to it for most of the day.
Yeah.
You know, I had other stuff going on at the house that I already got into, but I was looking forward to it. You know, our buddy Sam from the sales department gave us the glasses yesterday. I took a couple pair, gave them to the kids. Kids were into it. I went out, I looked at it, but I was underwhelmed. I mean, it's cool,
yeah.
I guess, but I thought it would be darker.
Definitely underwhelming.
I thought I'd get more out of it.
I thought it would be darker, too. I was not into it. I actually got into a panic mode yesterday on the show with everybody talking about how you're going to go blind if you stared at this dumb thing, if you didn't have the right glasses. So that's actually what got me interested was, are people seriously going to like lose their vision today in like 2 hours, T-minus 2 hours, and I'm going to guess no one suffered any damage to their eyes because everybody seem to know the warnings. Now, I know there are pictures of Trump looking at it and other people looking at
Odell
it.
Odell Beckham was
Odell
definitely
Beckham
looking right
looking
at the
at
sun.
It.
I don't know what he's doing.
He wasn't looking at it more than a few seconds.
He wasn't. He did.
He's looking in that vicinity.
It's impossible to do. It's too bright. You can't look at the sun. You can't do it. Physically impossible.
You look away. You squint and you look away.
It's too bright.
And then when you put the glasses on, I mean, you know, you see this silhouette and mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't find it to be moving. It didn't move me at all.
Now, it almost looked like a fake picture.
Right. Like they just put the picture in the glass.
Right. Yes. It's just right. Yeah, it's just a crescent moon. You're like, right. Okay. I mean, my kid could have drawn that when he or she were 2 years
That's
old.
That's what it looked like.
But I saw one of the guys who was in Carbondale, Illinois, one of the scientists there, and I thought he was going to cry. He was so, when it got dark.
He was so overwhelmed by it.
Yeah, he was definitely getting emotional.
People get into it, yeah.
Yeah.
Shepard Smith got called in early to work yesterday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's kind of an angry guy.
He was angry about it. He was just angry talking about how dumb it is. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Do you have audio?
Yeah, it's a compilation of him mocking the eclipse.
Is he CNN?
He's Fox.
Oh, he's Fox.
He's an angry, angry guy.
Yeah, let me hear that.
Excitement must be building and building like fireworks. If I put this here and my phone here, I have a total eclipse of the phone. Fascinating. It's amazing. Oh, my God. The moon has gotten in front of this. Okay, well, I don't know. It's interesting looking. The sun looks a little like the moon up there in my wall. If you mention it, you got to sing it. Where the deer and the antelope play. Wow! Would you look at that? It's a total eclipse of the sun!
And you look up at...
They know this is all it's going to be, right? Just a moon over a sun. Oh, the sun's coming back now.
Cameras are coming out.
Oh, my goodness. That didn't last long. Yoo-hoo! I want to hear more. No, because now you can look at the thing. It's covered so you can look at it. Oh, my God! The sun is returning! Jalapeno. How was it? Response. Weird. Dark. Cold. Another dark. Amazing. I love nature. Amazing. I'm going to die now, and we hope that doesn't happen. Want to see a total eclipse of this monitor? It's totally eclipsed. We're having a good time, too. And there's some people who think we should take this a little more seriously on the Twitter. Because for us, this is just a lot of fun. We've been watching the path of totality, so you can catch a DC on screen if you run. Do you know that it goes like old NASA stuff from the 70s whenever you move around?
All right, we get the idea.
He's completely mocking it.
Yeah, I've actually gained a little respect for him now. I've never been a huge fan of his. He's always so angry.
Right.
But I'm kind of with him. It just was kind of silly, the whole thing, the hype. It was another media-driven hype storm that didn't really live up to it. It did in various parts of the country, but certainly not here. And I will say, if you had the foresight and you had sort of the knowledge, like our engineer, and you flew to Tennessee because it would be more of a full eclipse, then I could understand
that. More of an event.
But here, it was kind of a dud.
All right, so 800-636-1067. Did you get into it? Was it all you thought it would be? Was it overhyped in your opinion? Did you have an office party on top of your building in Tyson's Corner?
Valdez, what did you think? 800-636-1067. I want to hear from you, but Valdez, let's go around the room.
Were you driving around the Beltway and you didn't give a rat's ass
about it? Or did you think it was cool?
Huge dud.
Right?
Big dud. I do not see all the hoopla about it.
What about where they had the full eclipse?
Okay, that's out of
mildly
a 10.
Mildly interesting.
Out of a 10, a 2.
Maybe a 5.
Nah.
I'd say here it was a 2. Drabby?
I know, but you act like I've never seen dusk before or nighttime.
Okay, right. That part would have been cool because it would have been nighttime at 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, for 30 seconds.
Okay, for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It would have been strange.
I thought the video was cool of South Carolina. I mean, if it happened in Ashburn, I wouldn't have driven there.
Right.
It's not really my thing, but and also I didn't like people telling me I couldn't look at the sun. So you know what I did? I looked at the sun.
Yeah, but for not more than a second.
Yeah, just a glance.
As long as I could hold on.
I
think Twitter broke yesterday of the picture of Trump looking up at the sun.
Right.
Could anyone mock it more?
I mean, people are so stupid. You had to kind of look there to find out where the damn sun was. It was so cloudy. I know at my house, I had the glasses. I couldn't see a damn thing. I took the glasses off. I go, where's the effing sun? Where is it? You had to look up.
Honestly.
Everyone looked up without glasses.
This may make me sound like a rube. I don't care. I'm more impressed daily by driving home and seeing planes land and take off at Reagan National.
Intrigued by that? Oh, yeah.
More intrigued and more impressed.
100 times
I'm more impressed by that than I am because the stupid moon got in the way of the sun. More impressive.
You go after the show. We'll go hang out. What's that called over there? We'll just watch planes take off and land.
Is it like Haynes Point?
It's called something like that.
We'll just lay on the roof.
Sounds like makeout point.
Let's get a towel and hold hands.
A spoon, and let's watch planes take off and land. That's way more interesting to me.
So much more interesting.
100 times better. Hey, Wad, what'd you think over there, stupid?
I thought it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my entire life. You actually got
That's
to see science
so
take place.
What?
It was like watching a science movie, but in real life. It was silly.
Right. And then were you intrigued by the 80% eclipse here?
Oh, yeah. See, I would put my glasses on and look up for about a minute. And then 10 minutes later, go look and try to compare the difference. And I felt like I was seeing the moon move in front of it.
You're that
It was
nerd.
Blowing my mind.
You kind of were. That was the point.
Yeah.
And that blew your mind?
Yeah.
Don't you know that sucker moves all the time?
Well, yeah, but when you're really looking at it cover the sun, it makes you realize how big it is. You know,
you didn't know it was
and
big?
We're just tiny ants on this solar system.
You didn't know that? That was news to you?
Well, it makes you think more.
Oh.
I get psyched to think.
Anything that makes you think more, not a good thing. Let's go.
Hey, smart guy, where does the sun rise every day?
East to west.
Okay, you got it.
You got that one.
We need to bring back...
Remember,
what was...
Maury's wigs are tested against hurricane winds.
What was the name of the game show we played with Ben Bailey? I've already forgotten on
Friday. Cash Flab.
Cash Flab was a big hit on Friday.
I was so close to making $20.
Not really. You thought New York City was in the Far East. You're a bit of a donk.
Did he really?
What yes.
Let's go to Al in D.C. Al, what's up?
Hey, man. What's happening, man? It was kind of funny yesterday when it went down. And all I could see, I ain't going to tell you where I work at, but all I see was a bunch of whitey out there with their glasses on.
Yeah, yeah.
And just before the real eclipse happened,
yeah,
a big cloud came over it.
Right.
And everybody was like disappointed. And I was like, we were just like laughing our ass off because it was a bunch of whiteys out there with all
right.
the glasses.
Yeah, dumb white guys.
I said that yesterday. I said this is a white phenomenon.
Yeah.
Any self-respecting brother's not going to be out there looking at it. It's stupid.
Yeah, it was crazy, man.
Yeah, I knew it was a white thing.
And they were all disappointed.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Al. All right. Thank you, man. See, Al's keeping it real.
That's right.
Was 100%,
you didn't see him on a rooftop yesterday.
100% a white phenomenon. Something white people would be into. So stupid. Let's go to Evan in Baltimore. Evan!
Hey, guys. So, EB, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. I'm actually a brother, and I drove all the way down to South Carolina to go see it.
You're definitely not a brother.
Did you really?
Yeah. We drove down on Friday. It took us about 7 hours. And, you know, the whole eclipse itself, it was totally dark down there. It was pretty cool. But had I known that it was going to take me almost 12 hours to drive back home, I would not have done it.
Exactly. So on, it was cool, but it totally not worth
hold
it.
Hold on. You went down yesterday?
Friday. Yeah.
Yeah, I drove down Friday. It took us about 7 hours. And then we hung out in the city in Charleston all weekend.
Charleston's a great city.
Right, we got to hang out in Charleston.
Great food.
Oh, it
there.
Was.
Yeah.
But until the whole clouds came in, mid-afternoon, right before it about to happen. So my girlfriend and I, we had to drive all over creation to go find some place that had blue skies. And then it got real dark, and that was about the neat part. But sitting in a car for 12 hours, I'm not over it.
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of botched it.
At least when I drove to South Carolina, I was there for a week. I was there to see a stupid eclipse for 30 seconds.
Yeah. What's a bigger eclipse for me is this guy's a brother.
Yeah, that's shocking.
Yeah, kind of an upset.
That is shocking.
Yeah, you can ask Drab about these. They know who I am.
Yeah, I know. I think you've called in before. Hey, thank you, Evan. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, bud.
All right, the one brother that was into it. Let's go to Josh in Bethesda. Josh, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, Josh. Yeah.
You know, for me, as a dad, it was cool just because my kids were into it.
Mm-hmm.
They were kind of excited about different ways they could not burn their retinas. Mm-hmm. So we were, stacking sunglasses and using, an emergency blanket and dumb crap like that to look at it. And it was kind of cool laying on the grass with my daughter, just, her enjoying it. But, overall, it was a little underwhelming. But that part of it was pretty cool. You know, as a dad,
bonding.
To see my kids excited.
Exactly. Yeah. You like the bonding. Yeah.
Yeah,
I get
that part was cool, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, brother.
I get that. Let's real quick, let's go to Chris in Beltsville. Chris, what's up?
Yes, I agree with the
Hey, turn your radio down, Chris. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're getting distracted.
Oh, sorry, that's a TV. That's a TV.
Rookie.
Oh, he's got the TV on. That's a new bit we got to do. Yeah. Tell him to turn the TV on.
Exactly.
Yeah. What's up, Chris?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a black guy from Beltsville, right?
Yeah.
And I agree with the junkies that it was good bonding, but they, it was more stupid old white folks and some stupid black folks too. Just standing out there looking at nothing. They don't know the effect that thing can happen to the eyes. No matter how good they say the glasses are, later down in life, you're going to have a problem with your eyes.
Oh, really? You don't even trust those glasses, do you?
Nope.
Right. Mm. That's why I only looked at it for like 3 or 4 seconds at a time.
Yeah, you might be right.
And then I got the hell out of there.
Crazy.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Threat is just stupid,
all right,
people.
Okay. All right.
Doesn't
thank
matter
you,
if they're white or black. Just stupid looking up at the eclipse yesterday.
It did feel dicey. Didn't it feel dicey? You're looking at your hair and go, man, I hope these 50-cent glasses
I didn't want to
are
look
protecting
for too
my million-dollar vision.
I looked for about 8 to 10 seconds and said, that's enough.
Exactly.
It wasn't like stupid AWOD. Kept checking in like every 45 seconds.
Right. Hopefully he goes blind. That'd be, if there's a God, he'll go blind.
Coming up next, we'll be joined by Tom Lavero to talk about Jay Gruden and the Redskins here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.